Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 619. My name's Will Coates. This is Anna Hummel.
What up?
Hey, you're How's back. Going?
I am back. Feeling real bad the last couple weeks, but feeling good now. Feeling a little bit more sociable. Feeling a little bit more like myself.
Good.
So it's good to be back.
Very good. Well, it's good to have you back here. It always feels a little more comfortable to have you right next to me, even though I don't look at you the whole time while you're here due to the setup that we have here. Yes. By the way, you can join us on YouTube. It's willsyoutube.com. Wednesdays, 6 p.m. We're live over there. Rumble, Facebook, same thing. And we have a Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. Go subscribe over there. It's there's a free version, and you can get the regular show early and the extra bonus time if you sign up, where we cuss, we say naughty words, and just have a lot of fun. So we'll see you there. hmbradio.substack.com. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line if you want to get a hold of us. I did get some from Joe. You're not going to believe it. Holyoke Joe texted me a few times some 4th of July greetings. I got back to him quick enough. I hope he's not mad. But.
Well, I got some messages from Joe as
oh,
well.
Oh, geez. Is we he got, mad?
He's not mad, but as you can see, unfortunately, that's the inside of an ambulance.
Oh, no, Joe.
He just goes, I'm in an ambulance. I'm going to East Boston. That's what he said to me.
Okay, cool. So like, going back to Boston.
I'm like, where are you going? And he goes, East Boston. I'm like, no, you idiot. Where? What? They're not going to just drop you. Oh, we're in East Boston, throw you out of the ambulance. Are you going to go to a hospital? Are you going to go to a nursing home? I don't know. I actually had a conversation where I asked Joe a few questions over the last few days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just to get a kind of a understanding of his life. Do you want to know the question that I asked him? It's a very honest question to ask.
Sure.
I said, stand by. Hold on. It was a good one. I said, this was such a random question. I go, what is your best case scenario health-wise? Because he's like bedbound.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mean to laugh. That's terrible.
But that's like a decent question to ask in terms of like.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk best case scenario.
Yeah, I think he's living it. Right.
Yeah.
Now.
And he goes, I go, like, do you think you'll get better? Or are you bedbound for life? And then he just listed all the problems that are wrong with him. So that I'm like, so that's a no. You're never going to walk again. And he's like, there's always hope. You know, he believes in God. So
yeah,
you know,
right,
that's
right,
kind of pulling him through. He's a very positive man, considering his circumstances.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I would have been put a bullet in my mouth. So I'm just kidding. But also we probably lived very different lives, you know, leading up to that.
He lived a lot of life before of his current condition.
Correct.
So lived enough for the both of us, I would say.
That's true. With Puerto Rican hookers and methamphetamine. So
hell yeah. Sounds fun.
Or angel dust.
Well, I hope he's okay. Hopefully he's watching. So it was 4th of July.
Sure was.
It was America's 250th. The BBW, original BBW, America, celebrated its birth. And how did you celebrate?
I was this sounds ridiculous, but I was extremely tired that last weekend. Like I think I did radio last Friday. I got done about 10 a.m. I took a shower and got in bed around 11 a.m. Didn't get out of bed until about 6 p.m., 8, some food and was back in bed at like 9 p.m.
Are you depressed? This is not tired. This is depression.
No, here's the thing. So I'm a bit of a princess about my sleep. Like I can sleep 10 hours a night, no drugs. Like I can sleep an obscene amount considering my age. Because most people, they sleep like that when they're teenagers, they grow out of it. I never did.
Yeah.
You're not first, Joe.
Yeah, you weren't first today, Joe.
Not first. I'm sorry, Joe.
Running Wolf 1978, McShay. Beat you.
So I was not really in the mood to partay or see people, but whatever. We went to Chris's brother's house. They're big on 4th of July. And Chris's brother's wife was in bed because she had a procedure in her.
Uh-huh.
So she wasn't feeling good. So
tubes tied?
No, I think it was like biopsy stuff.
Oh, okay.
So
all the best.
Yeah. So she was in her bed. And without even asking, I just jumped right in. That's where I spent 4th of July. We just sat there, laid there, and like just talked smack.
Yeah, nice.
It was a good time. Bit. Yeah.
It's not too bad. I was up in Amelia Island and we had a good one. It was very low key. Just hung out. They were really close to the beach where we're at. So we just kind of walked out there, watched all the fire, which is kind of cool. You could see them all the way up to St. Mary's, Georgia, and then all the way back down to Jacksonville. So it was kind of cool point of view. And then we were walking back and I thought we were watching the Omni Hotel's firework display on the beach. Cause I was like, this is pretty good. Apparently there was just people on the beach lighting off fireworks because when we were walking back. I heard this. It sounded like a sonic boom. It was so loud. Right over us, but it was the beginning of the Omni Hotel's firework display. So we found a spot in between the buildings and watched. We were able to catch a grand finale, so that was cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, just nice relaxing time and got back here. I saw that. Do you find the competitive eating thing? Do you like that, or do you consider it gross?
I don't like competitive eating because I feel like they're choking.
Yeah.
I do like to watch mukbangs, but it's more like a do it at your leisure kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. Then the wolfing it down, yeah.
I'm like, are you eating, swallowing, choking? I don't know what's going on.
Well, the premium event happening on 4th of July for many years now has been the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship. And it used to be...
Nothing is more American than what you said.
Truly, truly. But do you know who Joey Chestnut is?
I do, yes. Yeah.
Well, he's still around. And he won again for his 18th consecutive. Is it his 18th? Not consecutive.
I don't think so. Because I think that Japanese dude.
Kobayashi.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
He's only 41. He ate 66 hot dogs just under his amount of 70 and a half. I don't think you should be able to count half a wiener if you're gobbling them down. The half doesn't count. But he got 70 and a half last year. So he's slowing down, much like Tom Brady. This superior athlete, age 41, is starting to slow down and must be thinking about retirement here. I wouldn't really, I'm kidding when I say that they're athletes. I don't think they're athletes, but I don't know if golfers are athletes. I'm not sure about that. So I think I would rank them like soccer player is an athlete. And then I guess I'll put golfer and then food eater. But I mean, it must take a lot out of you. I'm sure. I'm not trying to disrespect the professional eater. It definitely puts a lot in you and a lot coming out of you, I would imagine, from both sides. Do you get to purge? Is that part of the rules after you eat your 66 dongs? Do you get to go and purge or do you have to hold them down for a certain period of time?
I mean, you obviously have to hold them down long enough to get the medal. And then I don't think it really matters.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would hate to digest 66 dongs.
Hold on. But, and buns?
And buns. Yeah.
And it's like, it's so gross because you're not really tasting anything. And you're dunking the buns in water to make them easier to get down.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
No, it does taste good. There's no condiments either.
Ew.
I mean, so you're just raw dogging dongs for as many as you can for, I don't know what the prize, what do you know what the prize money is for the?
Oh, of it's just glory, Will. No,
sure it's the gotta
prize.
Be
there's, a, there's probably a monetary.
What's Joey Chestnut's net worth, do you think?
500,000.
That's probably a good guess. All right, let's, the internet, you know, notoriously always wrong. 3.5 million.
Up. Can I see what he looks like? I forgot.
Sure.
Very modest looking man.
Yeah.
You'd think someone gigantic.
Yeah.
Not so.
No, this is him. Everybody else there.
Wonder how he found out about his talent.
Who wants to do this? Who is like, that's what I want to know. What personality type do you have that you go, I just want to suck down as many dongs as I can for a stupid belt? But I guess it's probably not getting paid. Well, maybe you get paid because he does other things too.
He has bounty. He's obviously sponsored.
He's got sponsors and stuff.
Like
he's
goddamn race car driver.
He's
like
real
a professional athlete.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess congratulations to Joey Chestnut. You did America proud. The original BBW is proud of your 66 dogs. And but he's got to be thinking about retirement. I wonder who the next up-and-comer is. There's got to be some kid out there just saying, I want that record. I'm taking down 71. Mm. I don't know what the record is. But
what do you have, like 12 minutes?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know. It started.
I think it's 12 minutes.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
It started in 1972. For some reason, I thought it was much older than that. But that's the only factoid I have regarding this story.
But it does really kind of encapsulate a lot of things that are very American. Obviously, the hot dog, American. Being a gluttonous pig, American.
That's right.
4th of July, American. I think that's enough examples.
Well, hey, congratulations. We'll see you next year. I mean, do you want to go out on top? I would imagine, much like Tom Brady wanted to go out on a Super Bowl win. Unfortunately, Sean Murphy Bunting fell for the Buccaneers that year, and I think he retired right after that. But or did he come back the year after?
Yeah, maybe
he
did. Me.
That one was even worse that year. That's, and his wife left him because he came back to football. So you want to go out on top. Tom stuck around probably one more year than he should have, maybe even two, he could argue. I think Joey Chestnut's feeling the same way. You know, you don't want to blow out an O-ring while you're chomping on dong 63. You know, you want to make sure you can finish and finish strong.
Yeah.
Go out on top. So
do the Seinfeld. The ratings were never better. They were on top. And he's like, we're ending the show. And everyone's like, you're nuts. And he's like, actually, no.
Nuts.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Well, other disappointment. I mean, I'm not going to say that the United States men's soccer team let America down, but they really choked.
Did they really?
They choked a big one.
I've
Monday
been following
night.
This 0%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they got pretty far, but this is usually where they get knocked out over the past few World Cups. I usually watch the first few games. I actually watched a lot of soccer, which I was surprised that I had such a good time watching. And but I was excited because Monday night it was top 16 USA versus Belgium. Coin flip matchup, you know, who was going to win. I think the US was slightly favored in this competition, but then whoever won that game is going to have to play like Spain. Spain's, you know, good.
Right. Like Spain, Germany, Portugal, Brazil. Like those are the top, typically top contenders.
Yeah.
Holland or the Netherlands.
France. France is always good.
Is it, what about any of the other continents? Do they ever show up and show out?
Not really.
So you're telling me like Niger isn't going to.
Egypt played Argentina and almost while they were winning 2-0 with like 20 minutes left. And then Argentina came back and won 3-2. Huge comeback victory.
Oh, a sidebar comment to that.
Yeah.
So because when you said Egypt, remind me of the Iranian team and they didn't want any pride stuff at their game. Surprise, surprise.
You're kidding.
So my best friend, Deba, she's Persian. Her dad is obsessed with soccer to the point that he took a month off of work and he's following the Iranian team. I don't know if they've been kicked out yet or not.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if they qualified. I don't even know if they can compete because they're...
No. They've been competing.
Yeah, but in World Cup this year?
Yes. And her dad was in a video that went viral when they when they were playing the Mexican team. And so when they and her dad was going to every single game. So when my friend went to a game with her father, all these people were stopping him trying to get pictures with him because he went viral on this video.
Oh, what was he doing?
Can I show you?
Yeah, of course.
It's really cute, actually. All right. Keep talking, though, because I got
it. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, so I'll just tell you, the U.S. team ended up not performing very well. In fact, it was a humiliating defeat, I would say.
I did hear that.
I mean, scored a goal. In fact, I didn't even know what teams. I thought Belgium was us because they kind of had red, white, and blue uniforms on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, all right, coming out pretty good here, pretty strong. And then I found out that, no, we're in the navy blue. And I was like, uh-oh, we're not doing so well. And they did tie it up 1-1 and then
fail.
1 minute later, 90 seconds later, Belgium scored another goal. They let an easy one go. The goalie came out way too far and just missed the ball. Tried to kick it and kick the ground instead. It was humiliating defeat by the Belgian team.
Yeah.
I kept saying Belarus too because I kind of forgot Belgium was a country.
Yeah, Belgium is a country. They don't even have their own language.
Yeah, what are they?
Mostly French,
I guess. I have no idea.
All right, I got it.
All right.
So this is my best friend's father going nuts.
And they're in Mexico City?
Yes. And apparently this got like millions of views, and he was like a celebrity at the future games that he attended. Isn't that great?
That's phenomenal.
Imagine having the funds to just be like, I'm going to spend $50,000.
Lots of people are doing that. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And, you know, you think of other countries and you're just kind of like, I thought you were asshole countries. How do you have money? But I guess there's always people that have money in every country.
No. But her dad's lived in the States for like 35 years.
But I mean, I think there was people. I mean, we saw it. The people were coming over here and amazed by, you know, the American culture, the cuisine. Mm. All that, like, and you know, a stadium seats many thousands of people. I don't think all of them were native born or living in that country. I think a lot of people traveled for it. So, and I mean, tickets were thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah. He bought tickets to every single game, and then not just like a ticket for himself, but he'd buy 10 tickets to a game.
What's his job?
I feel like he's an engineer for Northrop. Help me.
Oh, Northrop Grumman.
Yeah.
That makes bombs and stuff that are currently getting dropped on his home country. Yeah.
Northrop Grumman. What is it?
Northrop Grumman.
Grumman?
I'm pretty sure.
Help.
Well, good. I mean, good for him. I can afford it. That's dope. I wish I could go to a soccer game. I don't have $10,000, but maybe one day.
Northrop Grumman.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Sorry.
I think. It was the guy, Christian Pulisic. I don't even know. That's our star. He just didn't do anything whatsoever. He caught a lot of crap online because he just didn't do anything. Just choked. And he was, I will say, whenever the camera would pan to him, he was crying a lot.
Like, I mean, how?
He was
like,
on
like
the bench this? Just like.
Or like this.
It just looked like he was always on the verge of tears the entire time.
Can I see a picture? Is this the guy that Trump said, don't give him the red card or whatever?
No, Trump did make a phone call to FIFA, to our star player, other star player. I don't know his name, but he he got a red card and was not supposed to play in this game. And some speculate that this may have lit a fire under the Belgian team. They feel like they got some sort of one. He shouldn't have got a red card, though. It was kind of a bad call. Oh,
okay.
So this is the... You like him?
I need to see more.
Okay. There he is.
Not bad.
Would you?
I am a woman in a relationship.
I know that.
Handsome man.
Good looking guy. Yeah. I was trying to find a picture of him weeping because there was quite a few of those out there on the sidelines.
I think I saw his weight go up a little.
Yeah.
A little, there. Oh, maybe not. I thought he was doing the weepy.
No, just being a hunk. But he didn't show up. So, United States lost. So that was a bummer. I mean, I had a high hopes for the game. I was excited. I almost put a bet on it. And I'm so glad that I did not, because I would have lost my money. And at this point, if you're going to put a bet down, you got to... I did win $200 on them in the first game, because they were not favored in Panama in the first, like... you don't even really play. You have to make it through a group.
Yep.
And then once you get in there, then you get into the bracket, but you got to go through the group first. And that first game, I won a few $100 on them. So thank you for that. I guess it wasn't a total failure, but very disappointing. And you haven't watched any of this?
Zero.
Huh.
I don't care about sports.
Yeah. It's just, it's more of an event. It's like something to do.
Oh, I have been watching that Japanese guy that's been going viral. Oh my God, I love that guy. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You don't know?
No.
Damn. Well, I don't want to bother you with more clips, but it's hilarious. I'll show you after we're done.
Okay. Is it the guy that was eating the rib and was very amazing?
No, it's the guy who accidentally, he went to the Brazil game and he accidentally bought tickets and was seated in the Brazilian fan area. Mm-hmm. And Japan lost, so he's just like freaking out, and all the Brazilians around him are just like making fun of him, and he's just like taking it in stride, and he's like also like playing it up. It's really funny, and he's funny and only in a way that only an Asian can be funny. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I saw the Japanese fans went viral because they cleaned up the stadium. I saw they all the fans clean up the stadium around their areas, which is nice.
Yeah. It's a good culture.
It is.
It's a good culture.
Top notch.
Yep.
I did see this too, Anna. This is not really 4th of July related. We don't need that anymore. We don't need to see Joey Chestnut anymore. And we don't need to see this hunk anymore. A man in Hillsborough County, Anna, is facing a judge after being accused. And this made me think of you when I saw this story, because I remember you had trouble with a neighborhood dog.
I did.
In your neighborhood. Have you seen that man at all since?
No, because it's way too hot out.
Yeah.
So he used to sit on his driveway. He no longer does that because it's just too hot.
Have you thought about
killing him? Yes.
Yes. That's what I was going to ask. Maybe not him, but maybe the dog.
Well, both. But yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy's in trouble because he killed a chihuahua that bit his child. Here's this from WFLA.
The defendant indicated he was doing this because the dog violently came at him.
The man accused of shooting and killing a dog remains behind bars. Good evening, everyone. I'm Josh Benson.
And I'm Stacey Scheibel. Thank you for joining us. The suspect's lawyer argued that Miguel Reyes Rodriguez killed the chihuahua in an act of self-defense. News Channel 8's Emmy Darquia joins us. She's live from the Hillsborough County Courthouse. This hearing went on for quite a while today, Emmy.
Yes, Stacey, the defense saying that Miguel Reyes Rodriguez fired the gun after the dog bit his two-year-old child. His wife was here. She testified, said that the one-year-old chihuahua that belonged to a house guest previously had violent tendencies.
Dude, everyone speaks Spanish. A lot of people. We talked about it. I know. We talked about it last week at your job. You get a lot of people calling in Spanish. But I've definitely noticed it's a noticeable uptick over the past few years.
May I make a second comment?
Sure.
The choker is not supposed to be actually choking you, which I believe is what we're seeing right now.
On this young lady here. On the stand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It bit my baby four times and it bit my husband once. That is what Daisy Jimenez told Judge Murphy this morning as she took the stand. Miguel Reyes Rodriguez, Daisy's husband, is currently facing three charges after shooting Heidi Juiz's pet chihuahua with a .22 caliber rifle, according to court documents. The judge said today Julissa was given permission to reside in the property Jimenez and Reyes Rodriguez are leasing.
You can't take the law into your own hands, even if your child is being attacked by a dog with previous violent tendencies.
Chihuahuas are really mean. Little dogs are really mean. And we all know the stories. Obviously, a lot of people are dubious of like pit bulls, including me. I'm afraid of them because they are very strong and powerful. I understand that a Chihuahua and these little dogs bite more than a pit bull. However, the damage that they do is much, much less than these freak show, massive, strong jawed pit bulls. But it's outside of a pit bull. I mean, a Chihuahua is number two on my I'm afraid of you list as far as dogs.
They're mean dogs. So I'm sorry. Not that I blacked out, but whose dog is it? Did he kill his own dog? Was the neighbor's dog?
Somebody that was living at the house, I believe.
Okay.
It was kind of confusing.
Yeah. And listen, if it's going after a kid, like even a Chihuahua could do some damage if it bites an infant's face, you know?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, but is it, it's just an easy thing to restrain, I would think. And you could kind of just grab or kick it or grab it and, hey, get away from my baby.
Yeah, yeah, but doesn't need to live. But
usually they do, once it happens and you file a report, the government will step in and be like, yeah, you gotta do something about that
thing. Put it down. Isn't that strange, though? Like, you can file a motion and it goes through the courts and then they kill the dog. But if you take it into your own hand, well, I guess that's with like the death penalty too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can, if you kill someone, you will go to jail, da, 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 but the state can kill you.
Yes.
Right.
They're okay. The only entity with a monopoly on violence.
Nice.
In this country.
Nice.
And the world, I guess, and other governments. But, yeah, I mean, it seems like, well, let's finish and we'll commentate.
However, based on the state's own motion that's filed in court, the defendant indicated he was doing this because the dog violently came at him.
On Tuesday, the prosecutor asked for
no contact with the investigation. And your honor, would ask for a firearms order.
But Reyes Rodriguez's attorney provided a lease agreement for the property where the incident happened, saying
it's kind of a nice house. I mean, anywhere with a gate around it like that is like an estate.
I thought the exact opposite.
You don't think it looks good?
Ew, no. Ugly.
Just rewind it here. Any place with a fence like this, look, it's got big swinging gates in front that close it off.
Ugly. You need to cut your grass.
Well, I'm not saying it's necessarily aesthetically pleasing. It's like a sidewalks on both sides in a neighborhood. That means you're in a good neighborhood. If you see a house like this with a fence around it like this, like you could easily hop this fence. It's not really going to be too hard. So it's not necessarily for security. It's more for the look of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, I don't
know.
You're
not welcome here is what it says. And I like that.
Well, the gate's open. Anyone's welcome. No Chihuahuas.
His attorney provided a lease agreement for the property where the incident happened, saying that Reyes Rodriguez had not entered his neighbor's home, as previously stated by the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office.
The state's asking for no contact with the property. That is my client's residence, where he lives with his wife.
Judge Murphy did give Reyes Rodriguez a bond for the three charges he is facing, but the suspect will remain behind bars.
I'm required to announce for the record that he has an immigration detainer, and that he'll be held on that detainer until it's resolved administratively by federal authorities. Immigration detainers aren't judicially reviewable. I'm just required by statute to note it for the record.
When asked about the living situation between the suspect and the complainant, Judge Murphy said he can't displace a person when issuing a no contact order.
I will speak with my client that he cannot go back to the residence unless the complainant has been removed. And if they have to go through eviction proceedings to legally remove her, or if she voluntarily removes herself, that he cannot go back there until that is done.
Miguel Reyes Rodriguez is still in custody.
Yeah.
City at the Orient Road Jail. He must relinquish all of his firearms to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. Live in Tampa, Dirk.
How does he? I mean, he's not a legal resident. How does he allowed to have a firearm at all?
Miguel, why are you back in Mexico? Oh, ay, Dios mío, I killed a Chihuahua. They deported me.
Yeah, he didn't get busted for the numerous sexual assaults that he committed and drunk driving offenses. I'm kidding, of course. I'm sure he's a nice man. But yeah, he shouldn't be. I just find it unusual that he's not facing any charges for firearms. Can non-citizens have firearms in this country legally?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either.
I also think it's interesting that he killed a Mexican dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Maybe he's like, I can't stand these little Mexican dogs.
Go home.
Go home.
You are not welcome here. You're not American dog. Bye. Adios.
Oh, man. Well, we're out of time. Sorry, Radio St. Pete, for Anna Hummel. I apologize for her. But we'll be back next week at 6-ish on Radio St. Pete. Subscribe to the podcast, willsyoutube.com, and Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. Any complaints can be texted directly to Anna Hummel at 813-693-2124. And I encourage you to do that. You can leave a voicemail as well. And we'll see you next week. If we're going to stick around for another half an hour. So join us, willsyoutube.com. We'll see you there. Bye-bye.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.